All right, hey Brandon. So I just posted your four boos and listened to them all. So, okay, I have a lot to respond to. Hopefully I'll remember it all. Also, I'm not sure why it wasn't working earlier. Hopefully you got a chance to listen to my two boos. I only did two of them and I kept them both kind of short, I think. And it's interesting because we both what I chose to focus on was actually a little bit different than some of the stuff you focused on, so this should be interesting. Okay, so let me go back through some of the stuff you said and give you a response. And I guess I'm just going to start from where you started at the beginning. So, yeah, I agree with you about the whole roommate, the gay roommate, and I really should look his name up because I've just been referring to him as Hannah's roommate, I think, this whole time. But, yeah, the whole breakup scene with his partner, and then it kind of cuts in the middle to Hannah doing her awkward exercises, which I didn't really understand why that was there, except to show that she does awkward exercises. I don't know. Or at least to show that she's trying. Anyway, the whole scene was kind of, it was a caricature of these characters. And in a way, I feel like his whole his whole character is just kind of not really three-dimensional at all. It's kind of, I don't know, I feel like if I was a gay guy living in this city, I'd be offended. Now, maybe I'm missing something here. I don't know. That whole character just seems so not fleshed out and so just not real to life, right? It's definitely a caricature. And that whole breakup scene was kind of silly. I'm sure the dating the older guy, and then he mentions at one point how he went through that questioning phase and he's finally happy with himself. I'm sure that's something every young gay man, or woman, I don't know, goes through that questioning phase just because of how our society is. And that was the only part of that whole little argument that actually felt real. The rest was kind of, I didn't get it. It didn't, you know, we get introduced to this character's boyfriend, and it's the older man, and, you know, we see all this in the first episode, and then all of a sudden we're just going to end it in the second episode in this way. Now, I'm sure the way it ended over Marnie, I'm sure that will come back eventually to play out. So, okay, got a callback.